20 minutes from now, Kelly in Vegas will drop by. Her college football plays for the weekend. Ryan Horvath as well. Big Packers fan. He'll react to Micah Parsons. He'll also have a ton of college football plays as well. So we'll go over that with Horvy. Horvy is not on the flagship show on the network. This is not the flagship show on the network, FYI. But it is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Let's go over.
No. Let's go. Let's do it. We might as well do it
what?
Now. Can we do it? Can we rip through the
story
or no?
Yeah, we can rip through the story. It's okay. A huge story.
So massive. You mentioned flagship. The You Better You Bet program is serving as the flagship show on the network. So I didn't look up the definition of flagship.
Okay.
I just did right now. Okay. So according to Webster's, flagship is the best or most important thing owned or produced by a particular organization.
Damn, that hurts.
So who said it was the flagship show? I'm just curious.
Okay, you tell me, is it a quote or is it just a statement? Is it one of those things where Barrett just said it's by Barrett Media where we don't have a byline? Because I can't stand that.
It is by BSM staff. BSM staff.
I hate that. Okay, so nobody put their name on it.
No. But that's probably Barrett, right?
But sometimes he puts his name on it too. So this one, we don't know.
We don't know. But in print, this is not a quote. This is a Barrett Sports Media comment. The You Better You Bet program is serving as the flagship show on the network. Okay? I didn't get that email from the BetMGM network, but it's nice to know that. A couple other things that I kind of wanted to pick at, but I don't want to make the bosses that upset. It's just, it is funny without having any conversation who the flagship show is.
Well, they just did. They just told you through somebody else.
Okay.
I don't think Bear came up with that on his own, to your point.
Don't know.
Okay.
I think we do a pretty good show. I've heard that our numbers are up 200% from last year.
Yeah. Yeah. The numbers are doing, they're very happy with the numbers. Unless you're telling us that they're happy and then they're really not behind the scenes.
It's funny. I don't care. It is funny though. It's very funny. Like some of the wording in the story.
That's, we need hotter takes. If we had the hottest takes, maybe we need to be better, Sam. That's us. That's the bosses trying to motivate us. Without having that uncomfortable conversation, they're like, okay, we're going to share this. We're going to put this out there. The boys are going to see it. They know what's happening in their business. And we're going to motivate them. We're going to say they are not the flagship. They're motivating Horvy too. And we'll get Horvy's thoughts coming up at 11:20 Eastern. He was going to share them anyways, whether we asked about it or not. They're motivating Horvy. We're not the flagship, FYI. But congratulations to Nick. It's good. Good stuff. It's good for the network. I mean, you look around and hate to say it, but it's obvious to us. I don't know if other people are noticing it, that a lot of sports betting media that's the other thing about this story. We're having fun with our teammates. It's all good. Talks about how sports betting media has exploded. Hey, Barrett, look around. That's not what's happening anymore. There's a lot of shows getting canceled. A lot of shows that are going away that carry massive audiences. So that used to be the case. That is not the case as we enter the 2025 football season.
Jason Barrett just writes what he's fed. I mean, I'll say it.
Right.
He just writes what he's fed. He always has.
Yeah. Yeah. Look around. There are a lot of shows that have gone away, but I understand sports betting coverage, sports betting media is not number one on his list. But that's not going on right now. But we're doing very well. We're thriving and we're expecting to have an awesome season. And my point being, though, that it tells me that the network and listeners and viewers to this network should tell you that we're healthy and we're thriving, that you have contract extensions that are being handed out while other shows are going away, while other networks are consolidating. So it's a good sign for all of us. Congratulations to Nick, for sure. Kelly in Vegas coming up in a little bit. Oh, man, the tracking continues. I mean, I can't wait now. I know we have fun with GRP, but, you know, he's tweeting about it nonstop. But now, in addition to our bets, it's extra incentive. We want Kelly in Vegas. We pay close attention to her picks as it is. I mean, it's a guest, a weekly guest on our show, giving out selections. But now you really have to track it, because there's so much on the line, and this same person, starting on Thursday, is going to be charging $100 to pick himself. Can't wait.
The irony is so funny. I'd also, I'd like to tease here. I'm not going to tell you what the picks are. You and I have known Kelly a long time. She usually plays blank. Fill in the blank. Favorites, dogs, overs, unders. What does she usually play?
Dogs. Dogs.
Well, I have the list, and it's three favorites.
Out of how many picks?
Three.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I do remember there was one week last year, and I brought it up to her. Like, you're usually on dogs, and it was a week where she was mostly on favorites. And you're like, yeah, well, the numbers got me there. So she's aware, too, as well. So that's interesting. And last night, favorites really struggled. Not that that has anything to do with this weekend. Just throwing it out there. I can't wait to see which favorites. Are these any of the marquee matchups?
I'm not telling you.
Damn it. Okay. People will have to wait. Time spent listening on the thriving BetMGM network, but not the flagship show of the network. All right. There was something... that was set out the other day. Some numbers that you found intriguing. I don't know if it's actionable, but you thought it was worthy of a discussion. What did you see?
There's a lot of really cool stuff at Sumer Sports. I would suggest people sign up for the newsletter. They do a really good job. S-U-M-E-R, only one M, S-U-M-E-R-Sports.com. So they have a website. And they also have a newsletter. And they did breakdowns called Stats and Scheme. Sean and Tej, they did AFC and NFC and broke down important metrics for every team. Naturally, I'd like to start with this one. The Brian Flores identity is clear. A league-leading 16% blitz rate out of two high shells combined with Jonathan Grenard, who was eighth in pressure rate, and Andrew Van Ginkle thriving off the edge to create nightmares for offenses. The Vikings are a rotation and disguise-heavy defense that is not afraid to attack you with run blitzes on early downs. With questions at cornerback, this defense may need more Flores shenanigans to win the NFC North. Just blitz on every play. I dare you. Just bring the house on every play. Send Grenard home, baby. Let's go.
Are the Vikings going to be an under team? I'm just thinking, you know, based on our conversation the other day with Charch as well, he's expecting them to be more run heavy with McCarthy, and they beefed up the offensive line. He expects more runs there. Are they going to be an under team this year?
Could be. I don't think they want to put a lot on J.J. McCarthy's plate. People keep saying he can't do this or he can't be that. And I think his job is so simple. I think he comes in and has to do what Kyle Orton did when Orton got to Chicago and just not turn the ball over. As long as they don't turn it over, they're going to run it well. They've got the speed on the outside. And this defense is loaded, loaded. Now, not a three-year plan, maybe not a five-year plan, because you got guys that are getting up there. But they have basically put their chips on defense all in by going to get Allen and Hargrave. They are all in on this year's defense. I think the hope in Minnesota is that J.J. McCarthy can ascend, and by year three of the McCarthy project, this is year one, by year three, they're better on offense than they are on defense. But right now, their plan to me is very obvious. win on defense, protect the ball on offense.
What else you got? I know something else NFC-wise popped to you.
Bears.
Okay.
Bears, Bears, Bears. They are talking about all the motion and the play action in the middle of the pass. So they broke down the Ben Johnson offenses in Detroit. They were sixth in motion, first in play action, first in middle of the field pass rate. They also had a veteran quarterback that knows how to go through his progressions. And my big fear here is that this Ben Johnson offense is too complicated for fingernails. I think this could be a problem this year. Are you sold that he's the answer? Are we sure that he's the guy?
Are you talking about Caleb Williams or Michael Felder?
Caleb Williams.
Oh, okay. Because he had the painted fingernails the other day on the show, which I loved. That was a lot of fun. Am I sold he's the guy? No, I haven't seen it yet. I think there's a very good chance that he's the guy. I believe that that was part of the reason that Ben Johnson decided, okay, I'm getting a job. It's time for me to go. I'm finally ready. And Chicago's the spot for me. I'm going to stay in the division of the Detroit Lions. He wasn't scared. He knows how great the division is, which got a whole lot better yesterday with the addition of Micah Parsons over to Green Bay. I think he believes in him. And so I think that was part of it. And if it doesn't work, he has enough capital where he's going to get his pick. So it's okay if it doesn't work as well. When I saw success this preseason, and it's preseason, take it for what it is, tight end. And I just kept thinking about the tight ends in that Detroit Lions offense as well. They don't have the running backs, but with the addition of Loveland, drafting him in the first round, they do have the tight ends with Kmet and Loveland. So I think those guys are going to have a successful year. They don't have all the pieces yet.
They also, Sumer Sports says, the Buffalo Bills, best offense in the NFL.
Woo. All right. Can't argue that one. Kelly in Vegas with her college plays on the other side. This is the BetMGM Network.